Chairman Brett Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:30 agenda item, meeting with DSD for general business and to consider action items. So let's just take the action items that are here in order. So we're going to consider FCOs and development agreement. So take it away.
Good morning, commissioners. I have the development agreement FCOs for case number CR-2023-0014. This was the case that was next to City of Limits in Melba, an agricultural only parcel. There's no building permit available. The board chose to approve it with conditions that they wouldn't divide it any further and they could get their building permit through that, restrict secondary residences, and then have a building envelope in an area to protect the agricultural uses on the property. And then I took out in the FCOs previously, there was talk about area of city impact, but it's no longer in the area of city impact, so I took that out.
Right.
I also added in, I think, a goal that you wanted from the comp plan in the FCOs as well. That's kind of the highlights. If you have any more questions,
I can
answer them.
Questions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
All right. Just for the record, Commissioner Brooks is absent at a Southwest District Health Board meeting. All right. Perfect. Well, if those implementations have been done, is there any further questions, comments?
I don't have any. Thank you, Emily, for your work on that. I move that the board signs the FCOs and the development agreement for Willoughby/Sidewinder Ranch LLC in case number CR-2023-0014 as presented.
All right. I'll second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
So second one, action item is to consider granting a refund.
Yes, Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek. So, refund request for Andreas Trejo for a property boundary adjustment, AD-2026-31. And within 7 days of taking in the application, a planner informed the applicant that more materials would be required. And when they heard that, their decision was to withdraw, get those materials together, then apply again. Their request comports with our refund policy that would grant them back the 75% of the $425. So staff is recommending the $318.75 be refunded to the applicant.
Okay.
And Chairman, I agree with the analysis and the request for refund. I move that the board approves that in case number AD-2026-0031, the amount is $318.75, as recommended by the assistant director. And again, that complies with policy.
All right. I would gladly second that motion. So a motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Is there any other general business then to do today?
So there is, I just thought of to pass along for Commissioner Van Beek's benefit. I believe that she was here at the last DSC meeting, general business meeting, that the Thursday after Memorial Day, at that, I think that's the 28th or something like that, of May, we had promised Commissioners Brooks and Holton that we'd have a discussion on the comp plan.
Okay.
Processes. Staff has a memo, multi-page memo, highlighting what we think needs to be amended, how to do it timeframe-wise, and so we'll present that information to you then, and we can have a robust.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate your work.
And other than that, I really don't have anything to bring before.
Bring forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you address the Land Division one.
So Land Division Code, we're sending out agency notices tomorrow to start that process.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Would you like an advanced copy for review?
I would.
Yeah, please.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the professional work, the timely work, the expertise that you bring. I like to say that every time because it's just a great team effort. When DSD comes in, you're succinct, you're knowledgeable, you've got a lot of just good background driving it, and we're meeting the objectives of having a comp plan and ordinance that people can depend on and understand. That's really important to me as a commissioner, so thank you for what you bring to this really critical office.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words.
Yes.
And I can tell you, most of our staff was involved in that, as well as the public input.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yep, very, very working very well. So with that, Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Okay. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.